A very warm welcome, everybody. If you haven't grabbed yourself a cuppa and a piece of cake, then please do so as we go along. I'm joined this time by some other musicians. We are all amateurs, we're not professionals. What we have in common is our love of music. We're all at different stages, we've been playing for different lengths of time. We just wanted to share some of our favourites with you this afternoon. So there'll be plenty of music, there'll be some readings. You've got some sheets on your tables with some words on, which you're invited to join in. Now, if you saw those and you were filled with horror at communal singing, then please don't feel obliged to sing. If you just want to sit and listen, then that's absolutely fine. We want you to feel welcome and feel comfortable and just enjoy the afternoon. So the first one that I'm going to play on my cello is a traditional Welsh melody. I'm going to do two short pieces to start with. This is called the Ash Grove, and I rather liked it because the accompaniment's got a harp, and I quite fancied playing with a harp, so there you go. The next one is by a composer called Alexander Borodin. You might recognise this as a song called Strangers in Paradise, which was sung by Tony Bennett in the 50s, and it was from a film called Kismet, but it was actually nicked from Alexander Borodin, who was around, he was born in 1833, and he's an interesting character because his main occupation was a doctor and a chemist. So he wrote music in his spare time and when he was ill, because he suffered from a lot of illness. And so he is a pretty clever guy, Borodin. And like a lot of composers, his music wasn't really recognised until after he died. But I think he's written some fantastic stuff. I wasn't sure when I first played this whether I was going to recognise it, but I did, and I think it's rather a lovely little tune. It's called Polovtsian Dance. I may not have pronounced that correctly. Thank you. Now, Carrie and Neil are going to sing to us. Carrie is going to sing Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, and Neil is going to play on his guitar The Gambler. Neil has been learning the guitar, and this is the first time that he's done anything in public. So I know you're not scary people, however, there's rather a lot of you, which in itself is slightly scary. So I would ask you to give Carrie and Neil a very warm welcome. Put their hands together for them.
There was a secret chord where David played an instrument.
Thank you, Carrie and Neil. I bought myself a new book. It's got loads of nice things in it. I got it off eBay, and I got it second hand, so I was quite pleased with my bargain. But something I noticed on the front of it was what the general image of people who play the cello is. I got exactly the same book for Carol, who plays the clarinet, and you might notice in the corner there's a rather sensible looking boy playing the clarinet, and look what the cellist looks like. Bonkers. This I rather like a film theme, so I wanted to play you a couple of film themes. The first one is from Jurassic Park. The next one is completely unsuitable for the cello, and it's the theme from Rocky, Gonna Fly Now. And I chose this because it's got a really funky backing track and I really like it. After the last few weeks, my husband is really sick of hearing this, and he will be really glad when today is over and I play something different. Thank you. Now's your chance to join in with some singing, if you would like to. If not, just listen. Seth's going to play a couple for us. Over to you, Seth.
Two songs that if you attend Sunday services here regularly, you'll know that we love both of these songs. And not just me, but I think when we sing these songs, a couple more of the congregation than usual tend to join in. So there should be the lyrics on your handout. So the first one we'll sing is Let There Be Love Among Us. But if you don't wish to sing and you can just listen, I will play the melody. Here goes. My volume. Bridge before the chorus, there is a clapping section. I'm sure many folk will join in with that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Seth. You may notice that Seth is playing without music. Seth is self-taught and he plays by ear, which is quite impressive. The next one I want to play for you is the Flower Duet, which was a request from Joan. It's actually quite tricky, but here we go. Well, almost. Bill is going to join me now, and we're going to play The Bells of Norwich to start with. If I can find my music. Here we go.
Mother Julia was a recluse, a sort of anchoress in Norwich in the medieval days. And she was a sort of divine mystic who had meditations and mystical situations. And she was extremely optimistic, and I thought this was appropriate to sing today. If Laura Koonsberg is saying that this is the bleakest day in the history of the world, Mother Julian would say, ring some bells. It's spring. All will be well again. So this is our antidote to everything, and we're going to put the world to rights and sing a cheery song. This is The Bells of Norwich. Oh. Bear with. Who was watching Miranda last evening? Shall be well again. is growing through the snow. Love like the yellow daffodil is touching all I know. Ring out the bells of Norwich and let the winter come and go. All shall be well again, I know. Got a few minutes to fill whilst Laura rests her arm, sorts herself out for the finale. And since I was a young teacher, I've been collecting songs in my little box. And in those old days, we used to, when we sat around the campfire at sort of Lawn Abbey, when we had our sort of Leicestershire campfires, we used to have these little cards. So that when we were sitting around in a circle and you had a log, I think this was we had these cards, put them down, and we all felt cool because everybody thought that we knew every song, but we cheated a little bit. But I've just chosen a couple of, just a segue, I don't know whether you'd be able to, I'm going to sit down to do these, just to segue a couple of these songs that we did. There's two songs, I don't know if I've sung them, maybe one of them since 1974. So this is the silver anniversary of these two songs, or bits of songs. So take you back to Lawn Abbey, to the 1970s, the great multicultural days, where we all sat around on logs and sang these songs. So just a couple of little, a little interlude now, just a little bit of fun from 1974. Mandy was a Bahama. Mandy was a Bahama girl. Mandy was a Bahama girl. Mandy, Mandy, Mandy mine. She got married on a Saturday night. She got married on a Saturday night. Was the best night of her life. Mandy, Mandy, Mandy had a little baby, put that baby on her knee. Mandy, Mandy, Mandy mine. Baby made my Mandy cry. Baby made my Mandy cry. Cried so hard she seemed to die. Mandy, Mandy, Mandy. Buried her on Bahama sand. Buried her on Bahama sand. Where did until I die. Mandy, oh Mandy, Mandy mine. Mandy was a Bahama girl. Mandy was a Bahama girl. Mandy, oh Mandy, Segway now, I've got a song called I Know Three Chords, but they get by. Carry me out, keep back a lipstick, Martin, not a party would sell. Carry me out, keep back a lipstick, Martin, not a party would sell. Oh Lord, not a mite, not a bite, what a Saturday night. Lord, not a mite, not a bite. Saturday night. Everybody come and feel up, not a quarty would sell. Everybody come and feel up, not a quarty would sell. Oh Lord, not a mite, not a bite. What a Saturday night. Lord, not a mite, not a bite. Lady, buy your Sunday morning breakfast, a yam and happy yam brown. Make me pull a little louder, louder, red and dirty left hand. Oh Lord, not a mite, not a bite, what a Saturday night. Lord, not a mite, not a bite, what a Saturday night. Oh, the picnic, come a linga, linga, see what Abby not bring. All the picnic, come a linga, linga, for how the picnic be. Oh Lord, not a mite, not a bite, what a Saturday night. Lord, not a mite, not a bite, what a Saturday night. Carry me out, keep back a lipstick, Martin, not a party would sell. Carry me out, keep back a lipstick, Martin, not a party would sell.
Thank you.
I'm going to do three in a row now, which are on a similar theme, and they're on the theme of prayer, but they're perhaps not what you might expect. One is from a musical, another is from a book that I've got called Ultimate Rock and Pop, which you wouldn't necessarily expect to find a prayer, and the last one is from a hymn book, as you might expect. But prayers do come at unexpected times in unexpected places, don't they? Some prayers are asking God for help. They might just be that one word, help. Sometimes they're prayers for others. Sometimes they're prayers of thanks or of worship, or sometimes it's just seeking God. The first one is from Les Miserables, and it's Bring Him Home. And it's, if you look on YouTube, there's all different versions of this. The original is Colm Wilkinson. But I think my favourite was actually Alfie Bowe, which I wouldn't have expected, because I wouldn't say I was a particular fan, but he does a really lovely version of this. And in the story, this is the main character, Jean Valjean, and he's praying for Marius, who's fighting with the revolutionaries, to come home to Cosette, who is his adopted daughter. And like a lot of Les Miserables, it's real heart-rending stuff. I just wanted to read you the words before I play it. It's, God on high, hear my prayer. In my need, you have always been there. He is young, he's afraid. Let him rest, heaven blessed, bring him home. He's like the sun I might have known if God granted me a son. The summers die one by one, how soon they fly on, and I am old and will be gone. Bring him peace, bring him joy. He is young, he is only a boy. You can take, you can give. Let him be, let him live. If I die, let me die. Let him live, bring him home. This is the one that came from the Ultimate Rock and Pop book. And this is by Carol Bayer-Sager and David Foster. And this is The Prayer. And you might recognise it. It was sung by Celine Dion and Andrea Bocelli. And I just want to read a few words from this out, which is, I pray you'll be our eyes and watch us where we go and help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be our prayer as we go our way. Lead us to a place. Guide us with your grace to a place where we'll be safe. Then it goes off into Italian, so I won't read all the rest to you. I rather like that one. Nice bit of drama in that one. And the last one that I wanted to play for you is O Lord, Hear My Prayer. But before I do, I'd just like to read you a few short verses about prayer from the Bible. Jesus has a lot to say about prayer, and I'm not going to quote a lot from Jesus, but just the last passage is what Jesus says about prayer. The first one is 1 John chapter 5, and it says this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Secondly, from Philippians 4, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And then on a similar vein, from 1 Peter 5, cast your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. And from 1 Thessalonians 5, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And then Jesus' thoughts on the matter, I think, are quite tough. And he says this, you've heard it said, love your neighbour and hate your enemy, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. And I've just got one short thought for the day, for this afternoon, kind of bearing that in mind. And my thought is this, maybe the main purpose of us praying is not to change God's mind, but for God to change our minds and for God to change us. This is O Lord, Hear My Prayer, which is one of my favourite songs.
Thank you.
On your little bits of paper that you've got on your table, you'll notice that there is another music event, which is July the 14th. It's a provisional date at the moment, but just keep your eyes open for that. You can take that with you if you like. There's also at the back, there's some little booklets, and since I'd been playing prayers today, there's a little one which I rather liked, which I found, called Prayers You May Wish to Pray. So you're welcome to help yourselves to anything at the back there. There will be other events going on as well, but we haven't got definite dates yet, so just watch this space. Wherever you heard about this one, watch this space and you'll find out what's going on. Yeah, there's some other people who couldn't be here today, and those that are trying to pluck up courage, who I hope will be joining me next time. There's also a song on your sheet there, which is in Hebrew, or at least it's not written out in Hebrew, it's written phonetically in English. So if you'd like to sing it with us, Bill's going to come and join me, because it's Bill that taught this to me in Hebrew. And he might want to read the words out, actually, because you might well get the pronunciation a little better than me. Yeah, okay, come and join me, Bill. And if you'd like to join us in singing this, Shalom in Hebrew isn't really well translated into English. It's peace, but it's also a greeting. So it's hello, it's goodbye. And so the gist of this is, peace, my friends, till we meet again. And I thought it would be a nice thing to sing together as a blessing, but also particularly thinking of the Middle East at the moment, as a prayer for peace with all that's going on there. So it's Shalom, peace. And so we'll kind of sing this as a blessing.
Shall I read it out?
Yeah, it's
Shalom Kavarim, Shalom Kavarim. Oh, do you want to answer? Shalom Kavarim, Shalom Kavarim, Shalom, Shalom. Lahitrao, Lahitrao, Shalom, Shalom. Meaning, goodbye, my friends. Be safe, my friends. Have peace, have peace. Till we meet again, till we meet again. Have peace, have peace.
I'll play it once so you can hear the tune, and then we'll sing it through a
couple of times. Shalom, Havarim, Shalom, Shalom.